This is the reading for November 8th, Hosea chapter 1. The Lord spoke His word to Hosea, son of Beeri, during the time that Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah were kings of Judah, and Jeroboam, son of Jehoash, was king of Israel. When the Lord began speaking through Hosea, the Lord said to him, "Go and marry an unfaithful woman, and have unfaithful children, because the people in this country have been completely unfaithful to the Lord." So Hosea married Gomer, daughter of Diblaim, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Hosea's son. The Lord said to Hosea, "Name him Jezreel, because soon I will punish the family of Jehu for the people they killed at Jezreel. In the future, I will put an end to the kingdom of Israel and break the power of Israel's army in the valley of Jezreel." Gomer became pregnant again and gave birth to a daughter. The Lord said to Hosea, "Name her Lo-Ruhamah, because I will not pity Israel anymore, nor will I forgive them. But I will show pity to the people of Judah. I will save them, but not by using bows or swords, horses or horsemen, or weapons of war. I, the Lord their God, will save them." After Gomer had stopped nursing Lo-Ruhamah, she became pregnant again and gave birth to another son. The Lord said, "Name him Lo-Ammi, because you are not my people and I am not your God. But the number of the Israelites will become like the grains of sand of the sea, which no one can measure or count. They were called, 'You are not my people,' but later they will be called children of the living God. The people of Judah and Israel will join together again and will choose one leader for themselves. They will come up from the land, because the day of Jezreel will be truly great." Hosea chapter 2. You are to call your brothers my people, and your sisters you have been shown pity. Plead with your mother, accuse her because she is no longer my wife and I am no longer her husband. Tell her to stop acting like a prostitute, to stop behaving like an unfaithful wife. If she refuses, I will strip her naked and leave her bare like the day she was born. I will make her dry like a desert, like a land without water, and I will kill her with thirst. I will not take pity on her children because they are the children of a prostitute. Their mother has acted like a prostitute. The one who became pregnant with them has acted disgracefully. She said, "I will chase after my lovers who give me my food and water, wool and flax, wine and olive oil. So I will block her road with thorn bushes. I will build a wall around her so she cannot find her way. She will run after her lovers, but she won't catch them. She will look for them, but she won't find them. Then she will say, 'I will go back to my first husband, because life was better then for me than it is now.' But she does not know that I was the one who gave her grain, new wine, and oil. I gave her much silver and gold, but she used it for Baal. So I will come back and take away my grain at harvest time and my new wine when it is ready. I will take back my wool and linen that covered her nakedness. So I will show her nakedness to her lovers, and no one will save her from me. I will put an end to all her celebrations, her yearly festivals, her new moon festivals, and her Sabbaths. I will stop all of her special feasts. I will destroy her vines and fig trees, which she said were her pay from her lovers. I will turn them into a forest, and wild animals will eat them. I will punish her for all the times she burned incense to the Baals. She put on her rings and jewelry and went chasing after her lovers, but she forgot me, says the Lord. So I am going to attract her. I will lead her into the desert and speak tenderly to her. There I will give her back her vineyards, and I will make the valley of trouble a door of hope. There she will respond as when she was young, as when she came out of Egypt. The Lord says, in the future she will call me my husband. No longer will she call me my Baal. I will never let her say the names of Baal again. People won't use their names anymore. At that time, I will make an agreement for them with the wild animals, the birds, and the crawling things. I will smash from the land the bow and the sword and the weapons of war. So my people will live in safety, and I will make you my promised bride forever. I will be good and fair. I will show you my love and mercy. I will be true to you as my promised bride, and you will know the Lord. At that time I will speak to you, says the Lord. I will speak to the skies, and they will give rain to the earth. The earth will produce grain, new wine, and oil. Much will grow because my people are called Jezreel. I will plant my people in the land, and I will show pity to the one I had called, not shown pity. I will say, you are my people, to those I had called, not my people. And they will say to me, you are our God.
Chapter 12.
Since we are surrounded by so many examples of faith, we must get rid of everything that slows us down, especially sin that distracts us. We must run the race that lies ahead of us and never give up. We must focus on Jesus, the source and goal of our faith. He saw the joy ahead of him, so he endured death on the cross and ignored the disgrace it brought him. Then he received the highest position in heaven, the one next to the throne of God. Think about Jesus, who endured opposition from sinners so that you don't become tired and give up. You struggle against sin, but your struggles haven't killed you. You have forgotten the encouraging words that God speaks to you as his children. My child, pay attention when the Lord disciplines you. Don't give up when he corrects you. The Lord disciplines everyone he loves. He severely disciplines everyone he accepts as his child. Endure your discipline. God corrects you as a father corrects his children. All children are disciplined by their fathers. If you aren't disciplined like the other children, you aren't part of the family. On earth, we have fathers who disciplined us, and we respect them. Shouldn't we place ourselves under the authority of God, the Father of spirits, so that we will live? For a short time, our fathers disciplined us as they thought best. Yet God disciplines us for our own good, so that we can become holy like him. We don't enjoy being disciplined. It always seems to cause more pain than joy. But later on, those who learn from that discipline have peace that comes from doing what is right. Strengthen your tired arms and weak knees. Keep walking along straight paths so that your injured leg won't get worse. Instead, let it heal. Try to live peacefully with everyone and try to live holy lives, because if you don't, you will not see the Lord. Make sure that everyone has kindness from God so that bitterness doesn't take root and grow up to cause trouble that corrupts many of you. Make sure that no one commits sexual sin or is as concerned about earthly things as Esau was. He sold his rights as the firstborn son for a single meal. You know that afterwards, when he wanted to receive the blessing that the firstborn son was to receive, he was rejected. Even though he begged and cried for the blessing, he couldn't do anything to change what had happened. You have not come to something that you can feel, to a blazing fire, to darkness, to gloom, to a storm, to a trumpet's blast, and to a voice. When your ancestors heard that voice, they begged not to hear it say another word. They couldn't obey the command that was given. If even an animal touches the mountain, it must be stoned to death. The sight was so terrifying that even Moses said he was trembling and afraid. Instead, you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, to the heavenly Jerusalem. You have come to tens of thousands of angels joyfully gathered together, and to the assembly of God's firstborn children, whose names are written in heaven. You have come to a judge, the God of all people, and to the spirits of people who have God's approval and have gained eternal life. You have come to Jesus, who brings the new promise from God, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better message than Abel's. Be careful that you do not refuse to listen when God speaks. Your ancestors didn't escape when they refused to listen to God who warned them on earth. We certainly won't escape if we turn away from God who warns us from heaven. When God spoke to your ancestors, his voice shook the earth. But now he has promised, once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the sky. The words once more show clearly that God will change what he has made. These are the things that can be shaken. Then only the things that cannot be shaken will remain. Therefore, we must be thankful that we have a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Because we are thankful, we must serve God with fear and awe in a way that pleases him. After all, our God is a destructive fire.